United States Institute of Peace, along with SiriusXM's POTUS Channel 124, now present their weekly podcast.
Joining us now is Joseph Sani, the USIP's Africa Center's Vice President. He joins us now. Welcome, Joseph. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Thank you for having me, Laura.
I'm glad that you're here. I know that there has been a lot of focus on what's been happening abroad, but I want to focus more specifically on your area of expertise, particularly with this news that has come out recently about the United States reaching an agreement with Niger to withdraw military forces by this coming fall. This is according to the Defense Department. Can you just lay the land for us a little bit of what is the current situation right now in Niger?
Yes, thank you. This is a good opportunity. I think just for background, the United States had two military bases in Niger. Main purpose was is surveillance and monitoring Islamic jihadist activities in the area. And so in March, the junta in Niger decided to revoke the security cooperation of the United States and asked the United States to leave. And currently, they are negotiating the terms of the withdrawal. But I just have to say that the situation is not getting any better as far as the country itself is concerned and the war against Islamic jihadists and terrorists. And so that's where we are. So the United States is negotiating orderly withdrawal by, according to the details, by September 15, we should be out of there. The United States should be out of there.
So when we go to and think about what's at stake here, I mean, what are the consequences of having this withdrawal, and does it leave more vulnerabilities?
Definitely. I think it is, from a United States perspective, we have to admit it's a tactical setback because Niger was chosen at the beginning because of its geographic location. It gave the United States more coverage in terms of surveillance, more coverage and capabilities to strike the bad guys, so to speak. And so by leaving Niger, we are diminished. The U.S. there is some setback. But however, it's also a strategic opportunity for the United States because it forces the United States to review its military posture in the region. As for Niger, their calculus is simple. The United States leaves, Russia comes in, and Russia provides them with two things that the United States could not provide them. That is the military equipment and protection for the regime. Let us not forget, this is a military junta whose main focus is regime preservation. And so Russia provides those two things while the United States could not. That's where we are, and those are the stakes. The U.S. will lose, in the short term, surveillance and counter-terrorist capabilities. In the short term, the military junta will gain equipment from Russia and then most likely regime preservation.
Now, I understand that, I mean, according to a defense official, Niger has been an anchor for the United States' counterterrorism efforts for over a decade. If that's the case, what impact does this have on our counterterrorism efforts?
Okay, it's a debate because, in fact, the reason why our counterterrorism efforts were more or less successful, to put it that way, was because not only the centrality of Niger, but the political stability of the regime. So after the coup d'etat in July, that factor was off the table because the regime has become a very politically unstable. And therefore, that strategic advantage that the U.S. had was off. And so that's why I'm saying it's debatable. I'm not sure that in the long run, with an unstable Niger, the U.S. would have had the same advantage. Now, there may be other options in the region. Right, there are some stable regime in the region. But as I said, the U.S. will have to review its military posture and the priority we are giving to military responses to what is in fact a governance and a political phenomenon. Violence extremism has its root causes on political instability, the failure of government to respond to citizen needs, and all kinds of grievances, not necessarily a military origin.
And just the fact that there has been this proposed, I guess it's coming in by September 15th, this agreement to withdraw military forces from Niger by September 15th, this does not mean there's an end to, say, diplomatic dialogues, right?
Yeah, correct. You are spot on. It doesn't mean it's the end of our U.S. strategic engagement with Niger. It simply means that we will have to review our posture, military posture in Niger. By the way, the United States is still the highest humanitarian donor to Niger. Our development aid is still ongoing, even though limited, because of our laws. After all, we have a junta in place, we have a coup d'etat. But by no means, we have a very active ambassador in Niger. She's trying to hold the fort and strengthen the relationship as much as possible. But yes, remember, the U.S. has three tools in its strategic engagement with countries: diplomacy, defense, and development. We will have to review the defense engagement.
Really important to hear this perspective today and to keep us apprised of what's going on there as well. Joseph Sani, thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura. Have a good day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the United States Institute of Peace and SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.